obviously been doing a bit of work at the Parramatta Centre.
Look, Darren, it certainly is all go. And you're just noting, of course, we're talking about the Sea Road Devonport Motor Expo, put on by the Rugby Club of Devonport North, and it's Friday night, Saturday and Sunday at the Parramatta. We're getting things pulled together, and it's going to be quite an incredible event and quite an incredible display, Darren.
Okay, so upstairs, and just looking at some of the vehicles you've got, we talked last week about this 1930s Maserati, which I'm really looking forward to seeing. But I also noticed on your Facebook there, or may have been the website, there was a beautiful red, looks like a bit like a McLaren, actually. I don't know. What is that?
That's a super light SLC coupe. Now, very interesting vehicle and something you've got to see. It is a bit like a McLaren, and the doors open out in a gull wing form, etc.
Mm.
There were only 100 of them ever built. They were built in America, and they're powered by a 6.3-litre Chevy V8, which is 436 horsepower. Capable of 340 kilometres an hour, and it only weighs 1,200 kilograms. It's quite a special machine. It's owned by Dave Thompson, a local fellow. It's something that's got to be seen.
Wow. You've got hot rods as well, classic cars, vintage cars.
Yeah, there's a big range, including a sample of muscles. But talking about hot rods, there are two special rods, and neither of these cars have ever been seen in public before. Now, one is on its way over here now from Melbourne under wraps. It belonged to Brian Imlach, and we all know Brian, of course, being one of our most successful local businessmen with GP Glass. And he hasn't actually seen the car yet himself. It's going to be unveiled at the show. Both of these rods, the other one is Greg Stone's, which is a rod that's never been unveiled. He's had it here 12 months. We were going to unveil it last year's show, but because we didn't have it, he kept it under wraps. And on Friday night, that'll be unveiled, and so will this wonderful machine of Brian Imlach's.
Right.
And just commenting on that and the work that's gone into some of these other machines you're putting there, the tradesmanship and the workmanship in these vehicles is just incredible. It's something you've got to see.
Yeah. So what are the times there? What hours are we open Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday night will be 5:30 to 9. Saturday will be 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. And Sunday will be 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock.
All right. Just remind us of the situation of getting tickets.
Tickets are available online. The cost is $10 a head, but children under 16 and people holders of student cards are free. And you can get those tickets by going onto our website or our Facebook site and just buy them online or book them up online. Or you can turn up on the day and buy a ticket on the day. The advantage of pre-buying is that the COVID stuff's all dealt with.
Yeah.
You don't have to fill out the forms and that. Yeah.
All right, so that's on devonportmotorshow.com.au.
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Yeah. One final thing. Last time we spoke, you mentioned electric cars. Now, that's happening on the Sunday, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. The electric car are being run by the Australian Electric Vehicle Association. It's in the second or the first floor of the multi-storey car park. And there'll be a number of those people there to explain the cars to you, take you for a drive if you want it. If you bring your licence, you might even get to actually drive the cars. So that'll be right next door to the motor show. It doesn't cost you anything to go into that.
Yeah, and for people who already have electric cars, the charging station is there at the multi-storey car park now as well. So, terrific.
Yes, it is. It's all there. Terrific.
All right, mate. Well, that's terrific. So starting Friday night through Saturday and Sunday. And look, you know, as you mentioned, a lot of things were cancelled last year for obvious reasons. Great to have it back and, you know, in a different form, but a beautiful building to get the cars into this weekend.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's incredible up on top of the Parramatta and where we're going to be displaying and how it'll be. And it's right in town, Darren. There's lots of other things you can do while you're there.
Yeah.
And we only talked about three or four vehicles, but bear in mind there are about 28 vehicles altogether. It's a pretty incredible sight.
Thanks a lot, Mac.
Thank you. Bye, Darren.